A plea for aggressive work. May 5th, 1908. Typed. I have received message after message that we must enlarge our plans of labor. A far greater work must be done in sowing the seed in every possible place, and especially in the cities. For years, the work in the cities has been kept before our people, but the importance of this has not been fully realized. We must enter aggressively upon this work and never relax our efforts until the cities have been thoroughly warned. I call upon our ministering brethren to consider this matter. Let strong men be appointed to work in the great centers. With them, there should be associated many young men and women to labor in a humble manner, in harmony with the instructions that Jesus gave his disciples when he sent them forth. If such work was necessary in his time, it is even more so now. Great ingenuity must be revealed in so presenting the words of eternal life that souls will be reached and converted. If the workers themselves are thoroughly converted, they will present the word of truth in a spirit of tenderness that will win hearts. Among our churches, a work needs to be done with the individual members, that they may be aroused to labor for souls. This is not a time for our ministers to spend their energies merely among those who already have a knowledge of the truth. Our church members will receive more spiritual strength by putting forth earnest efforts to help others than by listening from week to week to a sermon from some minister. The light given me is that the wickedness in the cities of San Francisco and Oakland is beyond all imagination. God's wrath is upon many of the inhabitants of these cities. San Francisco has been visited with heavy judgments, but Oakland has been thus far mercifully spared. The time will come when our labor in these places will be cut short. Therefore, it is important that earnest efforts be put forth now to proclaim to their inhabitants the message of the Lord for them. Will our brethren and sisters arouse and awake to the situation? In Oakland, a deception has for years been upon ministers and people. Instead of sanctifying soul, body, and spirit to the work, and receiving in faith the messages that God has in mercy sent to them, some who have acted as guides of the churches, the shepherds of the flock, have misrepresented the work that God would have done in the hearts of the people, until it has come to mean nothingness to them. As a result, there have been accepted in the churches members who were having an uncertain religious experience, and who themselves needed to have a spiritual resurrection. Those who are now in need of additional labor. These things have all been open to the one who never slumbers nor sleeps. The Lord has now wrought to bring his people to a true understanding of his methods of government. His work is to go forward. That which has been deficient and has borne the mark of pretension is now to experience decided spiritual reformations. The truth for this time is to stand forth in all its sacredness and spirituality. There is great need that a clearer spiritual atmosphere pervade all our churches. There is need of earnest searching of the word of truth. The believers need to be impressed with the importance of learning how to labor effectively for others. At present, they carry but little burden for the souls who are in darkness. The believers in the churches in Oakland and the surrounding cities need to have the experience that came to the early disciples on the day of Pentecost. Then, in humiliation of soul and earnest, humble prayer, they will plead for the grace and power of God to be displayed for the people of Oakland and San Francisco. True, genuine labor for souls will bring men often to God in earnest prayer, with contrition of soul and a faith that takes hold of the infinite. They will realize that the power of God alone can soften the hearts of the people. The heavenly messengers will work with sincere, humble souls. In the parable of the sower, we read that the seed fell upon many kinds of soil. But if we sow diligently, some seed will fall upon good ground and will spring up and bring forth fruit abundantly. I am instructed to say that there must be a decided change in the characters of some of the professed people of God if they are to be among the number whom Jesus will pronounce worthy to enter heaven. The Lord's people are to carry a burden for souls. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them.
Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many shall say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Matthew 7, verse 16 to 27. The refining process must be carried on in our churches. Individual workers must humble themselves before God. Coarseness and roughness of character that has come in through a neglect to watch and pray must be purged away through the Word, that harmony and unity may be seen. The life must be purified from every semblance of sin. Let the call be given. The end is near. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. For he that is to come, and will not tarry. Now is the time to fill our vessels with the holy oil. The members of our churches must be cleansed from every selfish purpose. Confess your sins before God. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your minds, ye double-minded. When you are converted, you will be laborers together with God, preparing yourself in this life to unite with the redeemed. Here in this world, we are to obtain a fitness for heaven. Seek God as you have never done before. Will you not now make certain work for eternity? Will you not read the prayer of Christ, recorded in John 17, and answer that prayer by an entire consecration to God? This is your only hope. Many, many souls will be brought up onto the higher platform if they will appreciate the fact that they are to be purified, refined, sanctified. They will feel the worth of souls for whom Christ has died, and they will realize how perilous is the condition of those who are doing nothing to bring souls to Christ. Read and study diligently the 25th chapter of Matthew, and remember that the present is your trading time, in which you are to use your God-given capabilities for the Master. The fact that your name is in the church book will not secure you an entrance into the kingdom of heaven. How have you used your opportunities? Have you given yourself a close, critical examination? Have you asked yourself, How am I trading on my Lord's talents? Am I putting them out to the exchangers? God rewards every servant who works with self-denying, self-sacrificing zeal for the salvation of souls. What are you as church members doing for the one who gave his life for the world? Each one who has denied himself and purified his soul through a belief of the truth will begin at once to do missionary work for those perishing in their sins. Read the last chapter of Revelation and let it make an impression upon heart and life and character. We are to pray earnestly and work untiringly. The time had long gone by that should have seen every church, every school, every sanitarium placed upon a much higher platform. Will every soul now make most thorough work for repentance? We have no time to dally. Purify your souls by heartfelt repentance. Ask God to forgive your unfaithful discharge of your duties. Tarry no longer in your unprepared state. Open the door of the heart that Christ may enter. Let every idol now be given up, and let the believers come into a position of sincere, full consecration to God. If we will do this, He will delight to bless us and acknowledge us as His people. The Holy Spirit will work through every consecrated channel. When as a people we give evidence of our faith in the wonderful truths of the Word and give these truths to the people, many eyes now blinded will be opened to discern spiritual things. As we keep the way of the Lord to do justice and righteousness, sinners will be drawn to Christ and will be converted.